On this episode, we discuss Google Analytics 4, specifically how you can get a maturity score for your account and some very important dates that you're going to need to know on the horizon. Thank you for clicking play. This is Eye on Digital Marketing presented by More Visibility, episode 64. We are diving into Google Analytics 4 on this episode. Specifically, we're going to hear from one of our expert team leads from our analytics department, and he's going to break down maturity score, how you can get your maturity score for your Google Analytics 4 account, and some very, very important dates that are on the horizon so you do not lose your historical data within Google Analytics. We did record this episode of the podcast virtually, so the sound quality will be a little bit different, but nonetheless, very, very important information. Let's get to it.
Today, I am joined by Sergey Kogut. Sergey, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for joining the podcast. Sergey, before we get going, could you just tell the audience what your role is here at More Visibility and what you do for our clients on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. I'm Sergey Kogut, a senior digital analytics specialist and team lead here at More Visibility. I have a passion for data, transforming data, and unearthing actionable insights from it. At this agency, I specialize in using tools like Google Analytics and other marketing platforms, Google, Bing, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you name it, to optimize paid search, social advertising, website usage, and in general, help businesses unlock their digital potential and achieve better growth through the data-driven strategies that we help them come up with.
Love it. And that passion is exactly why I wanted to do this podcast with you, Sergey, because we've had a lot of talks behind the scenes on what's next for analytics. And one of those things that came to the surface that you engineered for us was a GA4 maturity score. And this is something that we have, from a corporate marketing standpoint, began to make public, if you will, for companies and brands out there to know what their GA4 maturity score is. Could you tell us more about that, how that came to be, and why that's important?
GA4 maturity score is our benchmarking tool that helps us assess how effectively a company is using GA4 features compared to the best practices and industry standards and to the others in their industry. So it's important to understand where a business stands in an analytics journey to identify the areas where they can improve and where they can better leverage analytics insights for their decisions and their strategy. The data in this maturity score that we compiled originated from our internal client management system. We monitor deployment of various marketing and analytics services that we provide, such as the GA4 implementation, and we monitor that across our entire client portfolio. Other specific services included in this score, basic GA4 integration again, a comprehensive measurement strategy that would cover key website user interactions and capture them with events, dimensions, metrics, whatever is appropriate. Advanced audience segmentation, both for analysis and for targeting. Anomaly detection and alert configuration. There are email alerts you can set up to alert you of important events happening in GA4. A very important, consistent, and logical usage of UTM tags, which then funnel into your acquisition reports and your channel groupings. Various level of dashboards and how the companies use them. Frequency and the depth and nature of data analysis, integration with any CRM platforms, the scope of analytics training for the client's internal teams that we might provide, and adoption of any conversion rate optimization or CRO efforts like A-B testing or multivariate testing. So all of those, we then calculate the service adoption percentages by simply contrasting the number of clients employing each service against the total number of clients within each industry segment.
Yeah. No, that's great. And I'm sure while you were speaking, there's some people out there who may be listening and saying to themselves, okay, wow, there's a lot of capabilities here in GA4. So basically the maturity score, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's really saying how much opportunity do you have to implement things that you aren't today, right?
Exactly. There are some observations that point to positive trends already as it is, but there are definitely some troubling trends that we've observed that clearly clients need some additional help to get them over the hump. For example, many businesses have yet to embrace the advanced features of any analytics platforms, especially GA4 being the newest, particularly in areas like I already mentioned user segmentation, custom event tracking, and also conversion path analysis. This really hinders their ability to derive detailed insights and make those data-driven decisions they need. Another gap we see is limited integration of analytics data with other business systems, such as a CRM or ERP system, something that goes beyond the user integration with a website that GA4 can capture. This integration is important as well, because without it, your data is siloed, and it's very challenging to have a unified view of your customer journey, to measure the full impact of your business strategies and campaigns. On the other hand, we see that across the board, there's a strength observed in most industries have at least a foundational implementation of basic GA4 tracking. So that is wonderful to see. They recognize the importance of analytics. They have at least a basic understanding and a tracking in place. And it's a wonderful stepping stone towards the more sophisticated analytics possibilities. As long as you're tracking sessions, users, and page views, you're halfway there. But there's always more under the surface, and so that's where the customization comes in. A strength also in most clients that we deal with is that they are surprisingly quickly adapting to these new tools and platforms, despite the challenges we've all had last year in migrating to GA4 across the board. It was quite an undertaking. Many companies have shown a complete willingness to learn, to adapt, and demonstrated a commitment to these latest technologies and improved insights. So there's various levels of analytics maturity across different industries. There's almost no clear trend between individual clients. However, the need for continuous learning, for integration of systems, and for proper leveraging of advanced analytics features, we see that across the board. And, of course, the strengths that I indicated, the solid foundation upon which businesses can build, can further enhance their analytic capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And if anyone out there is listening and would like to take advantage of this maturity score assessment that Sergey and the team is doing, I'm going to leave the link in the podcast description, so make sure you check that out. Sergey, I know you mentioned too, and you started to talk about, you know, we're not a vertical specific agency, right? So we're working with companies in many different sectors across the United States. So that gives you the unique opportunity to kind of study, you know, the capabilities and the adaptation in industry segments, right? Have you seen any trends or any industries that may be way behind the eight ball versus ones who seem to be more advanced? And what are the implications there? If someone is behind today, can we easily help them catch up?
Definitely. It's actually quite logical. So as expected, technology industry companies are on the forefront. They are most advanced in their use of GA4, advanced techniques, and other aspects of this maturity score that I already mentioned. But in contrast to that, traditionally offline sectors like manufacturing, education, or even charities, nonprofits are often in the early stages of analytic maturity in general. And so they can, of course, benefit significantly from a custom-tailored GA4 strategy we can provide. Past that, we see large gaps across the board in continuous professional client education and training. They play a crucial role in closing this maturity gap, and particularly for industries that are, like I said, undergoing digital transformation right now. The old clients' mindset is also shifting. We've noticed that where we used to talk about managing your metrics and your reports, now the conversation is shifting to the very nature of the data underlying those reports itself. And the idea of data ownership has been changing significantly as well. Businesses are increasingly recognizing the importance of owning and controlling their data. Mm-hmm. Rather than depending solely on a third-party platform like Google Analytics with its analytics interface, they would rather own their data and then be able to manipulate and analyze it on their own time using their own tools. So this shift, we see that also empowers companies to take charge of their analytics and their insights, ensuring their data independence.
Yeah, I want to piggyback off that phrase that you just said, owning your data, because that sounds like something everybody should want to aspire to do, right? It's your data. It's how you make the most important decisions, probably for your company and what's next. So owning your data, there is two very important, I'll say, factors that are on the horizon here that us as an agency, and we've talked about this, are going to be, you know, announcing, if you will, but really opening our doors and offering services for these two important factors. One is, I know on July 1st of this year, Universal Analytics data is going away. And the second, to kind of piggyback off that, GA4 is only allowing you to see data up to 14 months, right, in the past. So if you don't have your Universal data anymore, and you likely transferred GA4 sometime around the middle of last year, if you don't act now to own your data and secure your data, you may not be able to look back very far anymore, and that's huge. So, Sergey, can you talk to us about what we would call data archiving, and what is that, and how can that help in this situation?
Sure. Data archiving is basically the practice of moving the data that exists in a certain platform into a different place that you control. It is most significant for several purposes. One is historical analysis, of course. 14 months data retention in GA4. Universal Analytics is about to delete all your data. Now it's no longer a problem. You own that data. It's stored in your warehouse. Legal compliance is another reason. You might not be able to store data in a legal compliant method or a form on these platforms, but you can certainly exercise much higher degree of customization of what data is stored and how it's transformed when it's your own data store. And then finally, for simply safeguarding against data loss. Over the last year, GA4 had a number of outages, not dependent on us or on the client or the implementation, but simply a server glitch. And for several days, there is no tracking. So things like that happen, and they used to happen in the Universal Analytics days too. So you're kind of killing three rabbits with one stone. By archiving your data, you are then enabling much longer-term historical analysis. You own it for the purposes of legal compliance, and you own it for the purposes of safeguarding against data loss. It can be a vital source, after all that, for these longitudinal studies of changes of your metrics over time, historical trend analysis, and just benchmarking your KPIs over a long period of time.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize again, Universal Analytics is set to sunset on July 1st of this year. So if you are dependent upon Universal Analytics data at this point in time, and you do not have it set up in a data warehouse, as you mentioned, you need to act now, right? And how cumbersome or how long is that process? If someone came to us today, it's the middle of March, could we put them in a good position before that deadline? Like, you know, how fast should these brands be acting?
They should really jump on it immediately and do at least a few things right away. In GA4, there's a default data retention period that is set up to be just 2 months. If you never touch the settings for your GA4 property, that is what most likely is set in yours as well. There's an option to extend it to 14 months. And so we would definitely recommend reviewing and adjusting this data retention setting to the maximum of 14 months to prevent the deletion of your older data and preserve as much detailed event level data as possible for future analysis. It is just important to understand and remember this limitation for planning of your long-term data analysis and reporting strategies. Like Chuck just said, like you just said, the year-over-year analysis even will become challenging once you hit that 14-month mark. Mm-hmm. The other thing is we would recommend consider integrating G4 with a private data warehouse or a cloud storage solution such as BigQuery, which is made extremely simple by G4 to BigQuery connection, which requires very little setup and most likely very minimum payment on the BigQuery side. It's not a free service like G4. You do have to pay for storage and transmission of data for BigQuery. But for the volumes of data we see G4 generate, that cost could be either zero under the free tier or fairly minimal. But that would secure your data beyond the retention periods dictated by Google, whether it's for Universal Analytics or for G4. And it would also facilitate advanced analytics and machine learning techniques and capabilities and models you can train, and in general leverage this data across various different platforms you now have access to rather than being locked into the Google Analytics interface.
Yeah. So it sounds like, I mean, really what we're doing here is we're trying to set these brands and these companies up so the second half of 2024 and beyond, you know, they can really hit the gas pedal, so to speak, on their data. I mean, if you think about it, if you perform, Sergey, a maturity score for a company and figured out where they are today, what the opportunities are, secured their, data in a data warehouse so they're not losing anything of historical value, then your entire GA account is optimized to the max and your data is protected. You own your data. Isn't that the best way to kind of move into the second half of the year and be sure that none of these problems some companies could have fall on your plate?
Absolutely. Data archiving being just a part of a high GA4 maturity score, of course, needs to be coupled with other effective practices and a lot of planning around GA4's data, its usage, its limitations, and how it can empower you to make informed decisions. Owning your data can also simplify compliance, which I already mentioned, and bears mentioning again, there are increasingly strict privacy regulations such as GDPR, CCPA. There's another European movement as well. There's a new consent mode that is we haven't talked about at all, but it also part of it. It basically limits how much data can be gathered without notifying or without the control of the end user. And so if they decline all cookies, in the past, we could not collect any data. But now there's a consent mode that allows you to collect at least some of that data, send it to GA4 anyway, and then use it for modeling to fill in those gaps where information collection wasn't allowed by the user cookie selection. So there are many, many moving pieces to this. The score is kind of distilled into understandable percentage language, but there are, of course, many individual things we can adjust based on the specific needs of any individual business. And again, by managing your data in-house or through partners such as BigQuery, you can ensure that you meet all legal standards for data handling and for privacy, provide you peace of mind for both of you and for your customers.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we, as an agency, have a strength of being very strategic for all of our clients. And there is really no one size fits all. There's a lot of learnings that we have from different clients. But to your point, every industry is different. Every client has different goals and everybody can be in a different place. So even though everybody may have a car, right, your engine that makes that car go could be very different. So the things that you brought up, GDPR, CCPA, we're fully aware and equipped to handle that, which I think is why people need to act now, because it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all template. You know, Sergey, you have to do some analysis here and figure out, okay, I know I need to generate a maturity score. We know that we need a data warehouse, but that could look different for different brands and companies, right?
Absolutely. There are companies for which, you know, archiving your data might not necessarily be a smart decision. honestly a waste of money and time and effort. And it all depends on how much data you even have, how far back your analytics account goes, how many different events you're collecting, and what in general you do with that data. If you've had GA4 running for the last couple of years since its inception, and it's been implemented in a solid, proper way, and has been capturing sessions and users and page views without interruptions, you're most likely okay for the last 2 years. But if you rely on a historical view of the last 5 years of website utilization, then you will most likely benefit from archiving your Universal Analytics data so that you can then have a continuous view of your site behavior for the last 5-6 years, despite this transition that we all went through last year. The continuity is, I think, the driving force here. If you rely on it and you need it beyond the last 2 years, you absolutely need to look into data archiving.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And again, for those listening, go ahead and check out the podcast description. I'm going to leave some links in there that will take you directly to landing pages where you can contact us and get started on this process today. Sergey, before we wrap up, was there any other points that you wanted to make to the audience around maturity score, data archiving, or what's next for GA4 as we move into the summertime in the second half of this year?
I think the insights and observations that we've highlighted today cover the varying levels of analytics maturity across industries, and they underscore the need for continuous learning. We need to continue to educate our clients, and the clients inside their company need to continue to be analytics evangelists to their own teams to identify the strengths and find the gaps in their data usage. But companies relying on GA4 as their primary analytics tool, planning for how you use it really goes back to the beginning of implementation. If you don't have a strategy, you are not going to have a good implementation. And in the end, 2 years later, you're not going to have the data on which your business should and could rely to make these crucial decisions. In addition to that, all the restrictions and the privacy laws and the changes that the industry keeps going through every day, they just make it absolutely crucial to predict, prevent, and expect and mitigate the impact of these restrictions on your long-term availability, accessibility, and just ability to analyze your data for your decision-making.
Yep, absolutely. Well said. So let us help you out there. If this resonates with you and the team, again, don't hesitate. Don't wait. Contact us today. Let Sergey and the team start this process so we can make sure as we get to July and forward through 2024 that you own your data, you're not losing any data, and you know exactly the opportunities within Google Analytics 4 that you may not be taking advantage of at the moment. Sergey, we appreciate you coming on the podcast. Great information, and we hope that you come back and talk some more analytics with us soon.
Thank you so much for having me.